Hi, this is Antonio with PeoplePowerFarm.com in Northern Cal. Welcome to our new podcast coming up. You know those little bugs that get around your strawberries? They're red, ugly looking, and quick. I hate them. Get rid of those guys. Welcome to the Gardening Corner. I'm your host, Antonio. Have you ever walked into a store and looked at those little greens in that little package? Well, those are microgreens, and you can grow those on your own. And that's what our podcast is about. Microgreens at your house. Yes, you get a little tray and some soil and get those organic microgreen seeds at your local store. Or what I do, I go to Johnny Seeds, one of the greatest places to shop. But let me tell you, it works really good. I have some. And what you want to do is start out, because they're healthy. They're good starters, too. They're even good for your food. So what you're going to do is go ahead and purchase some seeds in a small tray. You get the tray at your local gardening store. And that can be your local garden store, maybe a mom and pop, or maybe you go to a big lot store. So what you want to do is learn about them, read about them. There's all kinds of microgreens. I'm going to give you a little story here. Chefs love microgreens. They like cilantro, basil. It depends what kind of chef and what kind of food. You know, some of them like basil Italian large leaf microgreens. Some like basil cinnamon. There's all types of microgreens, and you can get them anytime you want to. So how it works, real simple. They grow really fast. About 10 days, you'll have your microgreens, and they are phenomenal. So I'm going to let this gentleman tell you about microgreens, and here we go.
Which is the red cabbage, kale, and broccoli. And I started with that. I wanted to help him out, and I started growing it to produce a quality product, which I knew I could do. I started with that, giving him samples, and after I did more research into it, I found out this is actually a pretty lucrative business. So I started with growing lettuce, went from growing lettuce, and I ended up with growing microgreens. And now these little tiny things have been taking me a while.
Right, welcome back. So that was Josh. Yes, Josh Microgreens. Sorry. That's, yes, joshmicrogreens.com. You can check him out. You know, he did a small interview with a gentleman on YouTube, and you can check him out. He's another good guy. His show is Learning Organic Gardening at Growing Your Greens on YouTube. The boy is really good. He's been at it a long time. And that was his interview, and I love to share good stuff out there, and that's what's happening. So I'm hoping that you enjoyed this podcast and you liked the interview, and that was something really spectacular. I really think it's really cool. So I hope to see you again. Welcome back, and grow microgreens. They're good for you. Bye-bye. ¶¶